Yes, hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just calling to check in. I saw your email or message or whatever. Any response or answer from anybody from Keystone?
No, as of now, I
Me
just I
neither.
called the service coordinator, called the number, but she didn't pick up. I left her a message and I sent an email as
Me.
well. So you might be able I don't know, you might call her maybe.
I think I have the information I need to just call directly into Keystone, so I'm going to try that next. Let me see. I believe I do. This is. Well, hopefully I do. I'll find out when I call them. We'll see if they'll talk to me directly. There was a nice message of her, but it's not. Yeah, I mean, the message with you had some. Well, we go back to that. Okay. And provider ID for you. Okay. Trying to see if I have Bob's Keystone. I think I do somewhere.
Maybe give it to you so that
Yeah,
I
let me
can
just see if I
access
have it down before I get off the phone with you in case. There's so many notes at this point. It's just getting convoluted. Okay, I have his county assistance number, his social. I have, oh, that is so frustrating. Okay.
I can make the number to you. Let me do
Yeah,
that.
what else do you have? I have the NCI number. Do you think I need anything else?
I think when you speak to Keystone, you mean?
Yeah.
I think you only need the his Medicaid ID. That's what I think. And you can tell them the name and date of birth. That should be a
Yeah.
good local
Can
record.
do you have the Medicaid?
Yes, I do have it.
What is it?
It's 800 271
Yep, 996, right? That's high.
9964.
Well, would have been missing a digit, but okay. Okay.
Okay, let me know if you hear anything.
All right. Thanks so much, dear.
No problem.
Talk
Thanks to
in a
you as
bit.
well. Bye bye.